I'm standing on the factory floor of the Francois Frères Cooperage in the Burgundy region of France. Barrel makers, or coopers, are hammering hoops onto the oak barrels as they near their final phase of construction. Arnaud Arcel, the export sales manager, is sharing some company history.
This company is 100 years old. It has been created by the actual owner's grandfather. We use basically oak. So French oak, which has got a great reputation because it has been planted since Louis XIV into the forest of central France. And the know-how and of the planting is quite typical for the French.
Since the company is in the heart of Burgundy, much of the production goes to area wineries. But in the early 70s, the Mondavi Winery in California developed an appetite for French oak. And now Francois Frères delivers barrels to wineries across North America and the world. 150 handmade barrels are made every day at this factory, and my tour started in the bending and toasting room.
So we're doing the visit a bit upside down because you see they're nearly finished with the toasting. This first phase here is the benching. Benching happens to get the staves to the shape of the barrel. So we need about 20 minutes on the fire. The fire is working with wood cuts only, no gas, no electricity. And it's very traditional.
When the barrels are being bent, three hoops at the top hold them together while the bottom is splayed open over the fire. An ingenious device then pulls the staves together while another hoop is fixed on the bottom to complete the traditional shape. Later, the barrels will be toasted over another oak fire to the degree ordered by the customer. This room is just one step in a complex operation leading toward a finished product that has been years in the making, starting with growing the trees, and then the aging of the rough slats once they've been cut from the logs.
I just wanted to show you the difference into two staves, one freshly cut, the one that we've been seeing together, and one that has been dried for 3 years. If you want to carry that, you will see that the weight is definitely not the same, and you understand the impact and why we don't make barrels out of green wood. You've smelled by
the green slat is much heavier than the weather-beaten aged slat, which has lost much of its moisture and acidity. The Francois Frères Cooperage is unique in that it buys raw oak logs from the French Forest Ministry, then processes and ages the wood for at least 2 years before turning it into barrels. Arnaud Arcel knows not all wines need to be in barrels, but it is an integral part of the winemaking process.
Obviously, not every wine has to be barreled. Thinking about Viogniers or Sauvignons or Vermentinos, some wines have to be keeping fresh. Pinot Noir, for example, is much better with wood. It gives the structures and backbones to the wine. It also helps to keep colors. It brings a slow oxidation of the wood, which is called micro-oxygenation. You've got some exchanges, and the tannins of the wood get mixed with the tannins of the wine. And that's what creates complexity.
Both the Sumac Ridge Estate Winery and the Jackson Triggs Estate Winery in BC's Okanagan Valley use Francois Frères barrels. Sumac Ridge winemaker Mark Wendenberg prefers them to ferment his Chardonnay wines, much in the same way they're used in Burgundy. At Jackson Triggs, winemaker Brooke Blair says the barrels impart a nice, toasty smokiness to the wine. American oak barrels are also commonly used in the winemaking process. When asked why he thinks French oak is better, Arnaud Arcel gives a somewhat diplomatic answer.
You can do a very good American oak, but it will always give a lot of power to your wine. It can go very well on some type of Shiraz, but not very well on some type of Syrah. It's much like a different type of style. Some people say New World. I'm not so sure that you can use New World on this because I'm not sure there's a New World style and an Old World style. Just people that make great things and some people that make less great things.
The Francois Frères barrels cost about 600 euros each. That's about $900 Canadian. The barrels can only be used for a few years before their ability to flavor and mature the wine diminishes, and the barrels move on to their next most common use, flower planters. Barrels are an investment every winery must figure into the yearly budget.
You make 300 bottles out of one barrel. Then, depending on the percentage of new wood, if you use it only for 2 years, if you use it for 5 years, it's not the same price. We have some customers that every year change all their barrels. You don't have any toastiness into this wine, you just have structure and a lot of complexity, and that's what is very interesting.
Knowing where the barrels come from can add to the fun of the wine tasting experience. If you visit some wineries for tastings this summer, ask whether the wines are aged in French or American oak barrels, or maybe no barrel at all. See if you can tell the difference as you swirl, sniff, and sip. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.